Hello, this is Emily Kim from Pikeford Middle School, and today's podcast will be with Evelyn Klinger from Temple Christian School in Valley, Alabama. Today, I'll be talking about the story of Evelyn meeting Jennifer Chandler. The night of November 21st, 2017, I met the Jennifer K. Bellamy Chandler that was an American diver and earned America a gold medal for diving at the 1976 Summer Olympics Women's 3-meter Springboard. This all started in fall, at the night of the dinner party that my father was invited and brought me along since my mother was out of town. I walked in and I was wearing a short-layered black dress with my hair curled in heels. I walked in, I saw a crowd of people everywhere. I was so lost with so much people. But the thing is, I felt very comfortable with the smell of sweet cinnamon pumpkin sweeping up the whole mansion. Then I noticed my father gone into the midst of chaos. I heard many voices talking and was curious to look around, but still stuck with the idea of finding my father. I found him after a couple of minutes. I saw him introducing himself to many people, and then I saw this woman lost like I was. She had ash brown hair that fit beautifully with her sparkling white dress with the rhinestones. She wore a pair of flats also. She looked like she was in her 50s. After people noticed her, they greeted her as if she was a VIP. After a whole group of people left, my father went up and introduced him, then noticed me in the corner and called me up and introduced me as well. I thought to myself, who is this lady who everyone knows and who everyone wants to talk to? My father left to a different crowd, and I returned to the place I now call my lucky corner. I was standing there, and the same lady that everyone wanted to talk to came over here. She sat down on the couch right beside me. I was scared to sit down because the adults might think I was rude. She started out a conversation saying, oh, you don't seem very joyful, even though I tried my best to seem like it. It was as if she could read my mind straight off the bat. Well, yeah, I just don't know anyone here, I replied again, trying to sound like the most joyful me. She answered, oh, I know you're faking it, because I know exactly how kids act like and their emotions when they're at places like this. And I said, smiling, what? How? While I was getting comfortable with this lady who seemed very similar to me, she said, well, I was just like you when I was young. I had to adapt to places fast while I moved around a lot. I was invited to many places like this because of my parents that were social. I replied and said, oh, you must have felt that what I'm feeling right now quite often. She answered, yeah, a lot more than you can imagine. She seemed really nice. So I asked in curiosity, what made you come to this party then? She asked me in a joking tone, oh, so you don't want me here? I said, no, I didn't mean it like that. She replied, ha ha, I know, I was just joking. I'm here because I know the host really well, and I really felt like having dinner at someone else's house. Oh, then did you come here alone? I asked. She said, yeah, my husband's at home because I couldn't convince him enough to come. I said, well, that sounds tough, gently. She smiled, I know. Then I changed the conversation into something else. Well, what do you do for a living? I asked. She answered mysteriously, I'll tell you when we see each other at the end of dinner. Or if we don't, then ask your dad. He'll know. Just ask him about Jennifer Chandler and he'll tell you. I asked, I'm guessing that's you, right? Then she again mysteriously said, well, I gotta go now to the host, so maybe see you later. I said, definitely. If we can. As she walked away, I just saw the shadow gaining louder and louder. There was dinner, and it was a little before time to go when I forgot about the conversation with the mysterious woman. I asked my dad, hey, when are we going home? And my dad answered, we can go a little bit early today. So we left on our new Nissan Frontier truck that we just got 2 weeks ago. After we arrived home, I showered and fell asleep immediately. Just like that. The next morning, my dad asked, hey, did you have fun yesterday? I had to think. I paused. I finally remembered the conversation I had with the mysterious lady. I forgot her name to ask dad, so I just asked him the lady in the white dress with rhinestones. My dad said, oh, yes, Jennifer Chandler. I said, yes, that's the name. Well, he started talking about who she was and how an amazing diver she was. She earned a gold medal at the Olympics in 1976, and she was born in the hospital I was born in. I was so surprised. So I did some more research, and she also went into the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. Even 2 years from then, I still remember the feeling that morning and still surprised to know that I met her. So that's my story of meeting the former Olympic gold medal diver. Thank you.